I noticed a divided nation. We have a divided state, and most of our congregations around the state are divided, sometimes evenly, sometimes leaning one way, sometimes leaning the other. I made a couple of observations, one of which is that we don't always understand the meaning of events while we're in the midst of them. And for people who say, ah, this is the end of a certain kind of government structure, or ah, this is the beginning of a permanent majority, they said the same thing 8 years ago when President Obama was elected and had the Senate and the House as well. So a little humility in response to current events is a good thing.
I guess what I'm getting at is, have you noticed any dissension among the community that you're around worse than usual, people having a difficulty dealing with this kind of division, which really has been with us for a long time? It's just kind of like been thrown into great relief now.
I think the surprise result of the election, which didn't go the way the media was leaning, created kind of a deep gasp in communities. And what I've heard from congregations is within days of the election, people were having to excuse themselves from Bible study meetings. People would say something and another person just would break into tears and have to excuse themselves. People have absented themselves from church on Sunday because they weren't sure they wanted to hear what the message might be from the pulpit. I've heard stories of families really worrying about how they're going to talk to each other, especially at Thanksgiving.
Mufti Ikram, how about in your community? Have things changed much since the result of the election?
Well, the Muslim community is looking at this with a very different perspective, disappointing in many ways, because Mr. Trump has always carried the banner of anti-Islam rhetoric, anti-Muslim rhetoric throughout his campaign. So the election night results were really disheartening. I woke up in the middle of the night around 2:30 a.m. and my wife was actually awake. So my wife told me that Mr. Trump has become the president. And that sent an electric shock through my body. For a few minutes, I could not think anything. And then I recollected myself. I recollected my thoughts. And I said, you know, this is God's plan. And there must be something good that we can find in it. But now, as the new government is being formed at the federal level, the cabinet that is being formed for the Trump administration are those people who have said about Islam, for example, that Islam is a cancer. They're calling Islam not even a religion. So that's even more upsetting for us. But the hope that we're seeing now, I just attended the press conference by Mayor Alorza in Providence. He just signed the executive order to establish Muslim Advisory Board, first in Providence, and I believe first in America, for any city-level government. And that is bringing a lot of relief for the Muslims, at least here in Providence. And we're hoping that that is going to bring some relief and some support to the Muslim community that is being bullied and being harassed in the aftermath of this election.
Have you experienced any of that in your local community? I know we talked before the election, and you were really positive about the receptions that you've had.
I'm still very positive, and we're very fortunate. Once again, Rhode Island is an example, and I told Mayor Alorza that you have set an example, a bright example for the rest of the country to follow, for the rest of the mayors of this nation to follow. And we're very, very fortunate to be in this state, in this beautiful state. No, we did not have any incidents. As a matter of fact, we have received so many messages of support from our neighbors, from our community, who are saying that we stand with you, we are with you. So we are very optimistic at this. But we have a nation to bring together. We have a tall order to at least make people realize that a lot of the things that were being said in the campaign about Muslims, about Islam, are not true at all.
Father Kiley, with your long experience in the Catholic Church, do you have any advice on how to deal with real divisions within your local community and how to get people to talk to each other and maybe not come to any agreement, but to at least work it out and be civil?
I haven't experienced any dissension within the parishes that I work at right now. I'm right near the Imam's Church in Manville, Rhode Island, and in Albion, two Lincoln towns. And be perfectly frank, I'm sure people there have deeply felt attitude, but they haven't really expressed it at church on Sunday or, as the bishop said, excusing themselves from meetings or something like that. In fact, I just found out that the Imam's two sons attend Boy Scouts at St. James Church in Manville, where I help out. So that's helpful. Frankly, I have more trouble with my friends, people that I grew up with, that the liberal-conservative tension that's within society, not just within the church. Some of my best friends I didn't call for 2 or 3 days because I just knew that we wouldn't see eye to eye on the situation. It varies tremendously from parish to parish. Some parishes can be very vocal, all right, and some priests can be very vocal and bring on comments from their parishioners. Others kind of stick to a tried-and-true gospel message and aren't provoking.
Bishop Nisley, you mentioned Thanksgiving and families getting together for the holidays. How to deal with that?
My own family, between my brothers and my father and my sister and I, are pretty much split right down the middle, about half of us excited, half of us not excited. And we've lived with that tension most of our adult life. What I find is best when a family gathers together in a time of tension like that is you don't have to fight things out at the dinner table. There's sometimes it's better to talk about how good the turkey is and not worry about what's going on in the world or need to convince your family members of the error of their ways. People come to their opinions with a lot of thought for the most part, and they have strong feelings about what they believe. My advice to people is what I think works in church as well. You know, we have rituals, we have liturgies, there are ways for us to be together even when we disagree. There's an act in the Christian tradition of reconciliation that happens when we kneel down together and we receive from the same bread and we drink from the same cup. I think around a family dinner table at Thanksgiving, it's really worth remembering the stories of your childhood, telling those stories about what made you a family, the shared experiences. Focus on the things that bring you together. And a little moral, emotional discipline to keep a kind of an arm's length from the things that divide.